With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Citing what he calls very good and productive conversations with Iran, President Trump is extending his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Mr. Trump says the U.S. will hold off on attacking Iranian power plants for 5 days. The president says the diplomatic talks with Iran could yield a complete and total resolution of the war. However, he adds, the suspension of his threat to attack energy facilities is subject to the success of the ongoing meetings and discussions. Hundreds of immigration officers being deployed to U.S. airports to help with security.
The expanded role for immigration officers comes as TSA screeners have worked more than a month without paychecks because of a budget impasse in Congress. In recent days, travelers have waited many hours in airport security lines. The president's decision is drawing concerns that the agent's presence may escalate tensions. Border Czar Tom Homan is leading the new airport security effort and says the plan is a work in progress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A pilot and co-pilot are dead after a runway collision between a plane and an emergency vehicle at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
An Air Canada regional jet struck a fire truck on the runway of New York City's LaGuardia Airport late Sunday night. Authorities and photos of the wreckage revealed the impact of the collision crushed the front nose of the plane. Jazz Aviation Flight, operating on behalf of Air Canada, says the plane had 72 passengers and 4 crew members on board. The flight originated from Montreal Pierre Elliott Trudeau International Airport.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says LaGuardia Airport is currently closed. Stock futures higher on Wall Street. The Dow futures are up 833 points. NASDAQ futures better by 405 points. This is SRN News. 2 more Indiana abortion clinics are closing.
Planned Parenthood says the facilities, both located in Indianapolis, will shut their doors permanently as of April 3rd. The Trump administration's efforts to restrict taxpayer funding for abortion are being blamed by Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion business. Meanwhile, Indiana's abortion ban is being tied up in court by a group of plaintiffs who claim that abortion is part of their religious faith and therefore protected by the First Amendment. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge in Oregon says the Trump administration overreached by issuing a declaration that sex change operations for youngsters are unsafe and ineffective. Judge Mustafa Kashu-Hyde states that HHS Secretary Kennedy did not go through the proper administrative procedures when issuing the declaration in December. That declaration also warned doctors they could be excluded from federal health programs like Medicare and Medicaid if they provide such operations. This is SRN News. The British Prime Minister and local residents are speaking out after a Jewish charity's emergency vehicles were torched.
Police officers were called to Golders Green, a London neighbourhood with a large Jewish population, after receiving reports of ambulances on fire. On Monday morning, Prime Minister Keir Starmer condemned the incident as a deeply shocking anti-Semitic arson attack. Talking with the AP, local councillor Peter Zinkin says he's in no doubt that the attack was aimed at the area's large Jewish community.
The distress and anger of the local community, which I represent, as to what has happened. Burning ambulances in the middle of the night is a disgrace.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The head of the International Energy Agency says the global economy is facing a major, major threat because of the ongoing war in Iran. More details with SRNNews.com.